Thank you for worshiping with us in person and those who are tuning in online and through our podcast and sermon by phone. And today we come with some celebrations to share with our congregation. We have some anniversary celebrations to share with you. Earlier this week, I know that Bill and Laura Trousdale celebrated their anniversary, so we're going to wave and we're going to say happy anniversary because I know they're watching from home today, and we congratulate them on their anniversary. I also know that earlier in the week, Winnie and Wayne Moore celebrated 42 years of wedded bliss. There they are, right in the middle. Congratulations. And we have another Winnie, but a Winnie and a George. Winnie and George Sheen, October the 11th, 56 years of wedded bliss, right over here. Are there any other anniversaries? Well, happy anniversary. I also have a wonderful celebration, and we were waiting for this moment to come back before we do our birthdays. Karina is back, our student minister. We are so excited to have her back. And also, you would note in the bulletin that we do have another celebration, a retirement of Say, but going to help us out here and there when she can. Shirley Brennan, raise your hand over here, who has she has played the music, the piano, the organ, whatever there was at any of the nursing home services for years. And this is sometimes three or four times a month. So let's give her a round of applause. Now, she made the mistake of saying, but when you need me, just give me a call. And guess what happened this week? We needed her, we gave her a call, and she showed up, and Andrews was so happy to have her there so that we can sing, so that we can sing, and we can share our own theologies, our core theologies, a lot of times have come through music, and we can share those songs together, those hymns together. Now, birthdays. I got a lot of birthdays, it seems to be this today. So earlier in the week, and I'm not sure if she's here today, but if you see her earlier in the week, Marcia Skierman, October the 3rd, I hear 90 years. Wow. So if you see her, tell her we all wish her a happy birthday. That's wonderful. And then even just before that, October the 1st, Betty Shaw, 92. 92, I know. And watching faithfully from home every single week is Fred Hiscock. October the 6th has a birthday that's coming up, so we're going to wave happy birthday to Fred. I know that Flo will share this with him, which is wonderful. And then Ranald is not here yet, but he'll be coming in on the wind with coffee. His birthday is today, October the 5th. So when he comes in, everybody, happy birthday, right? Happy birthday to Ranald, our farmer. And coming up this week on October the 9th, I have two birthdays. Shallon's not here, but if you see Shallon, it's her birthday October 9th. But we do have a birthday boy in the congregation, Larry. October the 9th, raise your hand, sitting here by the Rev. Are there any other birthdays? Are there any other birthdays? Where's their birthday? Oh, happy, and when's your birthday? Oh, that's wonderful. Let us say happy birthday, right? Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, dear friend.
As we come together on this World Communion Sunday, it is with deep gratitude and respect that Trinity Night Church Summerside gathers and worships on unceded Mi'kmaq territory. Abiquit, Prince Edward Island, is covered by the historic treaties of peace and friendship. Let us prepare ourselves for worship.
Thank you.
I invite Hannah to light our Christ candle as a sign and symbol of Christ's presence with us, reminding us to take the light of Christ out into the world with us. We're commissioned each week to take that light and to remind us of the love and the hope and the peace and joy within this world, and that we can change the world. All glorious gods. Amen. Join me in the call to worship. Vindicate me, O Lord, for I have walked in my integrity and I have trusted in the Lord without wavering. For your steadfast love is before my eyes and I walk in faithfulness to you. Amen. Please be seated. And let us once again join our voices together in the gathering prayer. Loving God, your presence surrounds us. Today, as we gather in this time of worship, our hearts are open to the transformative power of your word. Our minds are open to your wisdom. In and through all of this, let your grace-filled presence aid us in our own responses out into your world. In the name of Jesus, we pray all these things. Amen. I welcome those ages 3 to 15, those who are helping with the Junior Church program, to come forward. You can come sit up on the step or up in the front pew. Welcome. Come forward. And if you're visiting with us, you're welcome to come forward as well and hear our time together, our story time. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Hi. Welcome. Hi, Claire. Hi, Miles. Come on up. Welcome. Hi, everyone. Today, before Anna Bessie shares with us a story about the mustard seed, I want to talk to you a little bit about something little, like the mustard seed. Sometimes we say, oh, I have just little faith. I have little faith. But what we have is the faith that we have, and sometimes that will grow into the most amazing things. But I want to show you something very small, okay? These are very small, aren't they?
Yeah, they're Bibles.
Yeah, they're Bibles, but they're very, very, very tiny. You can actually read. You know what? This one is very tiny, and it has pictures. It has words. It has pictures. And this one here has lots of words, no pictures in this one. But they're very, very tiny, though, right? But it doesn't take away that they are Bibles. When I was a little girl, I found this one with my mom's stuff, and I just loved it, and she said I could have it. And then my son, our son, found this at a store, and Ollie said it had to be mine. So he bought this for me as well. You can. And so these little Bibles, does it take away that there's a lot of really good messages in here just because it's little? No. There's still really good messages, even though it's a little Bible with little pictures. It still offers so much. I know, it's wow. And so when we're telling those stories, when we say sometimes, oh, I only have a little faith, or maybe it's my first time in a church, or maybe I haven't come to a United Church before, or maybe all those different things that sometimes we weigh on ourselves, we have so much to offer, even in this little Bible. How much of a wonderful place to be in. And maybe we can't get here every week. And maybe it's only once a year. Or maybe it is in our hearts to do, but we just haven't done that yet. I talked to somebody one time that said they spent months in a parking lot of a church before they actually came through the doors of the church, thinking that their faith was just so little. But there's so much that we can share with our faith. So Anna Bessie, I'm going to go up with you. This is Anna Bessie's first time reading in church. And she's going to share with us this story about how a little faith can move and be so big. Are you ready? Okay.
A seed of faith. Jesus and his disciples were walking near a grove of huge mulberry tree. They wanted to be better followers of Jesus. Give us more faith, they asked Jesus. Jesus pointed to the largest tree in the grove and said, do you see that huge tree? Then he pointed to a tiny, teeny dot on the ground. Do you see this little mustard seed? His friends crowded together to see the tiny seed. Jesus told them, if you have faith this size of this tiny mustard seed, you could say to that huge mulberry tree, move into the sea, and it would. The disciples were confused. Jesus said, God gives you all the faith you need. Or you could say, yes, the faith God waits on our hearts.
Well done. you. Thank you very much. I'm not crying, you're crying. Okay, I'm going to put, you have to go next.
This is a new song to us. It comes from the new resource, but it's perfect for this scripture and perfect for us all to sing. And every week, I think, like Rachel said, we have so much that even a little can go a long way. And this talks about our faith and growing in cracks and crevices, that mustard seed would grow in those. We're rooted in the water of mercy, and we're working with all of each other. We're not alone, which is a bonus. We have habits of peace and justice, and they're tools to change the world. And each of us alone has a little bit. Together, we have a lot. So little by little. Sounds like this is great. I'm going to ask the kids just to stay a little extra just to get first couple of verses, and then you can run, okay? Here we go. We'll teach you first verse, and then we'll sing it again and go right through. So once through with this verse. Little by little by little, little by little by little, we'll do that verse again, and everybody's in. Little by little by little, little by little by little, little by little by little, I know the tiniest seeds will grow. We'll do one more verse, and then you can go. Growing in cracks and growing in cracks and crevices, growing in cracks and crevices, growing in cracks and crevices. Rooted in the water of mercy, rooted in the water of mercy, rooted in the water of mercy, we will surely flow. Working with all of each other, working with all of each other. And justice, habits of peace and justice, habits of peace and justice, habits of peace and justice, tools to change the world.
I invite you to pray with me. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable to you, God, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. As I read through the gospel this week, I imagined what it would be like to be the apostles and Jesus during the scripture reading. This dialogue conveys a message that Jesus is on a mission and wants his apostles to understand a particular lesson. The apostles are convinced that Jesus is neglecting them. He is not offering any compliments or saying, good job. And that makes them feel as though Jesus has left them to rely solely on their faith. The reading begins with the apostles not only demanding the Lord's attention, but also shouting, increase our faith. Let's take a moment to consider that tone. The apostles are upset and seek guidance from Jesus, hoping for an easy answer to strengthen their faith. The Lord responds that if you had faith the size of a mustard seed, you could say to this mulberry tree, be uprooted and planted in the sea, and it would obey you. Perhaps you are all familiar with what a mustard seed looks like and what a mulberry tree is. I did not. This made me think, of course, about mustard seeds and mulberry trees. I didn't know much about a mustard seed, except that I was fairly confident that it was tiny. By reading the words of this passage, I assume that a mulberry tree must be large and it must be strong. We are talking about a tree, right? As my thoughts wandered, I said to myself that no matter the size of its branches, it would have to be heavy. It would take great strength to uproot a mulberry tree and then plant it in the sea. Then I contemplated these assumptions. Let's take a moment to sit in this time with the apostles. Can you sense their frustration? I could feel it almost immediately in the first half of the words I was reading, and suddenly understood the apostles' questioning of Jesus. Why would Jesus ever compare our faith, something we consider one of the biggest parts of our life, or perhaps even one of the most important things to us, to a mustard seed? Something so insignificant. It did not get much better for the apostles as I tried to gain a deeper understanding of what Jesus was doing. I could feel that the apostles were hurt. After researching mulberry trees and mustard seeds, I was beginning to side with the apostles. Did you know that mulberry tree branches can easily break and are brittle? I delved deeper, trying to figure out just how small a mustard seed really is. What I discovered made me question Jesus. Is Jesus saying our faith is so fragile that it can be compared to a seed that is smaller than a Cheerio? Our faith might be as insignificant as something smaller than a Tic Tac. My goodness. Well, I was really starting to understand why the apostles were puzzled. How dare Jesus dismiss their faith in that way? At this point, in all honesty, I had to step back. I had to take a deep breath. I needed to keep reading to understand the message, as I was beginning to get just as worked up as the apostles. And what repeatedly stood out to me was the Lord saying that with faith the size of a mustard seed, you can uproot a mulberry tree, which made me think that is not possible. Then it hit me. The Lord is trying to teach us that faith doesn't require these large gestures for everyone and everything. Faith isn't a checklist, a policy, or a way to show others that we're better than they are. It also isn't a method to keep score for a reward in the next life. Faith is a covenant. It's between us and God. The Lord is reminding us that it's not about how much you do, but about how much you give of yourself to build a relationship with God. Our faith must be nourished, but to do so, we need time. As I reflect on a typical day in my life, I think about time. How can we find time for our faith when this world is so busy and we're constantly in a rush? Most of us wake up in the morning to the sound of an alarm clock. My alarm rings once, but we all know those people for who it will ring again and again and again. It's beside the point, but this is how many of us start our day. Some of us might be lucky enough to have a tea, a coffee, go for a walk, or some of us just get out of bed in enough time to work or go to our daily tasks. Then we go through the morning, into lunch, and then back to our plans or work. Before we know it, we're heading back home or to our place of stay. We have supper, maybe have time to relax, but likely we don't. And then we go to sleep, and then we do it all over again. Where do you see the opportunity to grow your mustard seed of faith? Where can you make your faith strong enough to uproot a mulberry tree? Jesus asked us in the scripture to slow down. He says to the apostles, come here at once and take your place at the table. Join others. Let's not just do what we ought to do. The Lord invites us to the table in the scripture, just as we're doing here today. Invite and join. Slow down and breathe. Take time for prayer. Choose to walk with Jesus and create that space for your faith. Even if it is small like a mustard seed, it still needs to continue growing. Just as the mulberry tree can become weaker until it fully develops, the same applies for our faith. It can become resilient as God helps it grow within us. The Lord explained to the apostles that we need to have faith even without our praise or Jesus' praise. Our covenant with God is independent on anything in return. We are called to serve the Lord and spread the word of God, not for personal gain, but through humility. Know that with God, we can all achieve great things by maintaining our faith. Set your faith alarm clock. Give yourself time to do more than you ought to and reflect on what God is calling us all to do. Amen.
As we prepare ourselves to open our hearts to looking at what is God calling of us, what are ways in which we can be involved and share time and talent, we welcome Kathy Pavlik today as she accompanies the choir on their anthem, One World, One Communion, One Faith in Christ the Son. One world, one communion, and there is room for everyone. Thank you, Kathy, and to the choir, for reminding us of our unity with many across the world where bread is broken and cup is poured today.
quick change. Good morning. October is a month of thanksgiving, gratitude, and blessings. So for all young and young at heart, the stewardship team has put together an activity to show thankfulness, the gratitude jar. You can find more information in the bulletin. Tickets are now on sale for the Hot Turkey Takeout on November 1st. This is a fundraiser for the life and work of Trinity, presented by the Trinity Council and Friends. More information in the bulletin. For additional information, these items and more on the life and work of Trinity Summerside and its work into the community, the bulletin or October takeaways are available at the entrances and on the website, trinitysummerside.ca. Trinity is truly blessed by the people in this community of faith who are willing to share their time, talent, and treasure.
Thank you, Nancy. As Gary brings forward the offering plate, another symbol of our time, our presence, our offering, we are reminded to take what we learn again out into the world. Karina reminded us of that today, and we hear that and we see that. So as Gary brings forward the offering plate, let us rise as we offer a blessing over the offering today. Knowing that the life and work of the church and the continuation of this ministry happens because of you all. Let us pray. Gracious God, we bring our gifts, bless them and us. We pray that the gifts received here today aid in the betterment of this world, that love is revealed, nourishment offered, and healing initiated. We pray all this in the name of Jesus. Amen. Let us share in a new creed together. We are not alone. We live in God's world. We believe in God who has created and is creating, who has come in Jesus, the Word made flesh, to reconcile and make new, who works in us and others by the Spirit. We trust in God. We are called to be the church, to celebrate God's presence, to live with respect in creation, to love and serve others, to seek justice and resist evil, to proclaim Jesus crucified and risen, our judge and our hope, in life, in death, in life beyond death. God is with us. We are not alone. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. Today we welcome all to Christ's table. This table is not the United Church of Canada's table. This table is not Trinity United Church of Canada's table. This is Christ's table, and all who are thirsty, all who are hungry, are welcome to partake at Christ's table. Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." Please join me in the great thanksgiving. God be with you. We lift up our hearts. We come giving thanks to the Lord our God. This communion is being shared around the world today. We give thanks for our shared blessings. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all the people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. You sent Jesus, the light of the world, to share that light and God with us. People gathered to see and hear Jesus, to witness his acts of healing, to listen to his teachings. He made time for everyone. Jesus turned no one away. Yet people, we turned away, betrayed and crucified him. Through all of this, Jesus loved us and was lifted from the darkness of the grave. Jesus found victory over death so that we would be with him and he could and we could be as one. We join our voices in great praise, singing. As we come to this table on World Communion Sunday, we remember that Jesus ate with his friends the night before he died. In the Gospel of Mark, we're reminded that while they were eating, he took a loaf of bread. And after blessing it, he broke it. He gave it to them and said, "Take, this is my body." Then he took a cup. And after giving thanks, he gave it to his friends for all of them to drink. He said to them, "This is the blood of my covenant, which is poured out for many." We eat and we drink today in remembrance of Jesus. We remember the love that Jesus has for each of us. We rejoice on this World Communion Sunday and celebrate his resurrection. We wait with his coming again. Together as a faith family, we lift our hearts and our voices as we proclaim the mystery of our faith. Creator God, pour your spirit upon us and these gifts as we come to your table today. May they be signs of light, life, and love to each other. Help us to be instruments of peace, love, justice in this world. Through, with, and in Christ, through the unity of the Holy Spirit, All glory is yours, loving Creator, now and forever. Amen. And as a Christian family, let us join our voices together and pray the prayer that Jesus taught. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. This is the bread of life, communion in the body of Christ. This is the cup of blessing, communion in the blood of Christ. The gifts of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Today, our communion service will be coming forward, and as you come forward, you will partake with the bread and the grape juice while you're up front. And for those who are unable to come forward, just raise your hand and we will offer our servers to come directly to you and serve you at your seat. This is the bread of life, and this is the cup of blessing. All are welcomed. please join me in the prayer after communion. As we leave this place, we remember your actions and your words. Transform us and give to respond to Mayor. Extend around the world as it is. Please join me in prayer and let us pray. Gracious God, there are many that are suffering in this world. There are many that are in need of shelter. There are many who feel alone. Help us to respond into the radical nature of loving our neighbor as ourselves. Loving God, help us to embrace the change that leads us to a future that you want us to welcome. We know that this world can change and be so difficult and messy, we shake our heads, and we tend to seek the familiar and close out anything that might challenge us. Give us the courage, loving God, to look at change as a chance to find new learning, new gifts, new relationships. Allow our seed of faith to grow. And now let us silently pray for those who are on our hearts today. In the silence, loving God, you are present. You are with us. We thank you. And in the name of Jesus, we pray all these things. Amen. You know you have a very talented music director when she can play the organ and take communion at the same time and not stop playing the organ. You did notice that, right? That's pretty amazing. As you leave this place today, I commission you all to be alert, to stand firm in the faith, to be valiant and strong, but let all that you do be done out of love. May God bless you and keep you. May God's face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. Amen and hallelujah.
We will go with God. Whoa, whoa.